This goes to Dr. Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, fax 989-668-0423, regarding Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, Jensen. It's G-E-N-S-O-N. Date of birth, June 18th, 1949. Dear Dr. Ferguson, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Jensen with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, congestive heart failure, and coronary artery disease, also right breast carcinoma. Her last visit was March 28th of this year. Since that time, she was hospitalized in Grand Rapids from July 16th through July 19th and had another stent placed. And she also had congestive heart failure and fluid overload at that time. But she's feeling much better, she states, right now. She's receiving 6 weeks of radiation therapy in Elma for the right breast carcinoma also. And she states she'll have maybe a week off and then have one more week of radiation therapy, she believes. She currently has lost 6 pounds over the last 5 months. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medication list is reviewed. Several meds were discontinued. Norvasc was discontinued. Platol was discontinued. Carafate and Plavix also discontinued. Toprol XL was discontinued since her last visit. I do want to highlight the Losartan 50 milligram once a day. Physical exam, her weight is 238 pounds, and she was unable to get a blood pressure for us today. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 30th of 2022. Hemoglobin is low at 8.5. White count is 8.7, platelets 202,000. Creatinine is improved at 1.46. Previous level was 2.27 in June. Calcium 9.1, sodium is 139, potassium 3.7, carbon dioxide 32, albumin 3.5. The B natriuretic peptide is 192 with the range of 0 to 100. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, congestive heart failure, currently under control, coronary artery disease with another stent placed in July of this year, diabetic nephropathy, and right breast carcinoma receiving radiation therapy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done monthly. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.